Welcome to Floating Leaf Tea Podcast. My name is Shouwen.
And my name is Noah.
Good morning, everybody. Maybe it is good morning to everybody. Oh, good. A lot of things.
So what tea are we drinking today?
Today, we are going to drink, the Tie Guanyin from our charcoal roast teacher, Mr. Zhan. First of all, why do I pick this tea? First reason, I miss this tea. Second reason, I love to revisit teas until they are all gone.
Continuously revisiting teas.
Yeah, continuously revisiting teas. I think there will be hopefully the theme of today, unless the tea, after we brew a couple of infusions, see what the tea want us to feel and stuff. But maybe first we'll just talk about revisit teas. So we just had the first two sips of the first infusion of this Tie Guanyin from Mr. Zhan. Some of you guys probably listened to a recording on this specific tea. I forgot the title of that specific episode, but I remember something about either a bat or a lightning or both combined together to hit my head.
I think it was slapped with the enlightenment stick.
Here you go. I was not too far away. And I think no wonder today the tea was calling out to me and said, yep, it's pretty much time to drink me again. The first infusion tastes pretty good, but totally not there. Well, let me put it in the other way. I didn't open the tea at all. But the tea still contained a really nice feeling, but in the mouth, the tea broth didn't open up at all. Let's see what I could do on the second infusion. So I just brewed the second infusion and had a few sips. The broth did open up way more than the first infusion, but still not all the way concentrated the way that I like to brew my tea. So I guess excellent. The tea does want us to stay on the subject of revisiting. Why do I like to revisit my teas? So first of all, what does that mean? Mr. Zhan, the teacher, I asked him how I could learn tea and in Seattle on my own. Since the time that I get to see them probably is once or twice a year, and it's always very short time. And so I don't have that much access to learn the way that I would like. And he told me to ask tea as my teacher when I'm in Seattle. So, and also, what does that mean? He says, sincerely beg the tea to teach me. Second is drink the same tea every day for an extensive amount of days. And that teaching made me really think about what we drinkers, you know, want to pursue as learning, like we want to learn a lot, of course. many of us, not just me, you, a lot of people who came to the shop want to learn more about tea. Then I asked myself, what does a lot means to me? It's a lot means drink as many different teas that is produced on earth, or is a lot really going deep into a tea? So sometimes then I ask myself, do I really know this tea? You know, and maybe sometimes any of you who come to the store that want to taste 5 teas in 1 hour on my menu, you will probably notice I ask you why. To just taste the flavors, then go home, do it on your own. I don't need to tell you what the tea tastes like. So then they let me really come into a different style of learning tea as much as I can, which is a lot, right? Is actually get to know a tea very well. And I consider this Yunnan Tie Guanyin is one of the best tea teacher that I have come across on my tea journey. It's this tea, first of all, it's hard to brew. Second of all, its variation is really wide. Like today I can brew this tea this way, tomorrow I'll brew this tea the other way. With other teas, I can brew them, I would say, not the same. I can never brew one tea the same every single day. But I, some of the teas, I can brew them pretty similarly. I think a lot of you guys know what I'm talking about. And this tea, it's a really interesting teacher. The title of that the other episode was really good. I do feel like the tea was slapping my face multiple times, including today. The second infusion, I try to remember what the tea was trying to there was a really big teaching from this tea, and I remember it in the second infusion. And so I thought, well, then I should practice that. But you know what I was doing? When we were, actually between infusions, we, in the podcast, we just cut it off because it was silence. You guys will be like sitting there 2 minutes with silence with us. And so I was doing two minutes or whatever silence to concentrate on brewing my tea, right? Instead, my mind was thinking for the whole time, the teaching of the tea, what I'm gonna say to you guys after I pour out the tea. And so my mind was actually gone for quite a while. And then later I said, oh, shoot. I was totally not receiving the teaching, you know. My mind was gone. Even though I was thinking about other things. Thinking too much.
This tea, almost no matter what you do, the smell in the bottom of the cup is pretty incredible.
It's exceptional. One time, I think the empty cup smell made me cry because it was so beautiful. So maybe just a message out there for many of us all together. Pick a tea that you would like to learn and every day drink that tea. And actually, not just drink it, actually maybe see if you can arrange 30 minutes, actually not that long, 30 minutes, really sit down to brew the tea and taste the tea. And if you want to go online and then Google about it, know about the geography of the place, the varietal, etc., etc., I think those are beneficial. I mean, eventually we do need to know what different varietal tastes like and means, and in that geography, what are the what is the earth and the weather condition and etc., etc., you know. And if you know the maker, the farmer, even better, you know, you get to add on their temperament into the tea. But still, come back to drink it every day. See if you can focus drinking it and focus brewing it. And so that your consciousness and awareness to that tea become deeper. And so you will notice more things. Then, you know, on day 2, on day 3, on day 4, on day 5, ask yourself, do I really know this tea? How? And in what ways? And I think maybe no answer and maybe a lot of answers that they will surprise you. I will just leave that right there for you guys. It's really fun. Really try it. And so we are going into the third infusion pretty soon, and we'll be in silence and see if I can do it better this one. Not to think what I want to tell you, only thinking brewing the tea.
The top of the broth smells more plump now.
So this is third infusion, and this is third infusion, and I will have to tell you again, I fail it. I haven't tasted it though, but I was not focusing. My head was still thinking what I wanted to say to you guys. Mindfulness is a really hard practice.
Softer feeling now too.
But still, something is empty in the mouth. Mm. Very empty because I was not there. Physically really strong though. The energy presentation is beautiful today. Yeah. But somehow the mouth, because my wandering away mind, the liquid wouldn't show that fullness in the mouth. It's lacking that. So what tea do I normally choose to do my practice? I normally choose a tea that I really want to drink. like I want to drink it for many days in a row. And also I choose this one, this particular one, not just I want to drink it. It's very challenging to me, and I like that about it. I want to take the challenge and really practice it. Sometimes I take the challenge a little bit differently. This one is really seriously, in a way, the practice is I have to stay extremely mindful with the tea and to receive the variance in the outcome. I remember for a while I was practicing Hong Shui, La La San Hong Shui, because I couldn't receive the tea as much as I supposed to. So my practice with that tea then is every day I practice, allow myself to be and just calm down with myself and see what the tea can do. So it's a really different style of practicing actually. So you can pick a subject and pick a tea and say, I just want to practice brewing. I want to practice calling out one more feeling and one more flavor. I want to practice, you know, for, you can set a time to a week, every single day a week. I want to every single day, I want to brew the tea as close to yesterday as possible because I was very satisfied with what happened yesterday. You can actually do it that way. You can say, I think this tea has way more. I want to brew it as big as possible. So do it for a week. I want to, you know, etc., etc. I want to brew the tea with full flavor without that much bitterness, for example. There's actually a lot of things that you can practice. You can practice on the tea. Because even just think about it, when, you know, somebody will say, I really know, let's say, I really know Dongding, for example. I really know Alisan tea. I really know Baozhong. I really know Huangshan Maofeng. I really know Dragon Well. Really rethink this sentence. There are a lot of farmers out there, even within each context of teas. Each given tea, I mean. What do you mean you know? You know what it tastes like, maybe, generally speaking. What else? Pretty much beyond that, nothing else.
Maybe you know, like you said before, you may know like the common varietals that are used to make that tea.
Yeah.
You might know the geography of that place.
Mm-hmm.
You might know even, you know, within Dragon Well, there's, you know, this area tastes more like this and this area tastes more like this. Mm-hmm. Or these kinds of farmers make it more this way and these kinds of farmers make it more this way.
Mm.
Which are all good things to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But actually knowing a tea, knowing a specific tea is a different practice.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, because I asked myself, what does it mean by knowing? Is, well, I don't know how to grow it. Well, number one, I don't know. There's already a I don't know. I don't know how to grow it. Number two, I don't know how to process it.
Mm.
Number three, I don't know if this tea requires roasting. I don't know how to roast it. Whoops. Number four, do I really know how to brew it?
Mm.
Maybe yes, maybe a no, because somebody in Taiwan already showed me how much better he can brew my own tea. So really, how much do I know? But, you know, but maybe when you are listening to this, you say, well, then what do we do? Just give up? You are being too harsh. No. Yes, but whatever. It's just that the eagerness to know something very deep. So right now, what do I practice on knowing? I want to practice to make a tea sharp as much as I can. Because there's maybe something that I could practice to know, to do. Because, I mean, I ask myself, do I want to know how to grow tea in this lifetime? Not really. Do I want to know how to process a tea? Can be fun, but I don't think I can do it very well in this lifetime. Do I want to know how to learn to roast a tea? That's a yes, actually. That's a yes. That's a yes. Do I want to learn how to brew a tea very well, brew any tea very well? It's also a yes. What does it require me then? Is to require... To I think I have to know a tea temperament very well, any teas that come in front of me. So sometimes I still feel kind of like not very fluent in brewing green tea, for example, because I don't brew a lot of green tea, for example. I love pu'er tea, but I found pu'er tea brewing is extremely challenging right now, you know. So I think, you know, right now with all my tea brewing practice, but do I want to like learn so many? I want to learn how to brew white tea. I want to learn how to brew this. So right now my focus is brewing oolong tea and brewing pu'er tea in the afternoon. And I think there already so much practice that I have so much fun already. I maybe after these two line of teas, maybe in this lifetime I can never accomplish it even. So for me to learn other things, to learn other things seem like, if I cannot do this thing well, why do I learn the other things? And maybe it's getting already too much right now. When I talk about tea, I think it's sometimes too much. So let's narrow it down. Just a week, one tea a week, brew it every single day, 30 minutes. I hope I'm hearing right now a lot of you guys out there shouting out loud into your phones or computers, say, yes, challenge accepted. I really like to hear that. And also, okay, right now I'm going to quiet down a little bit and then see if I can really do this force infusion without thinking I'm talking to you guys out there. Okay, cool. We'll be right back. So we just actually drank the fourth infusion. What do you feel, Noah? Noah looked like he's in pain. And speechless.
This one really grabbed my attention. I felt like I was totally in the tea at this infusion more than the other ones.
Good, because I almost like sip the tea and want to yell out loud into the microphone, say, I did it! Because this one, there was so much urge in my head to talk to you guys again. And I actually saw it. And I was actually chanting a sutra. So in my head, I was like chanting a sutra. And then the sentence will show up again, like the things, like even just I was chanting and then just like, I was telling you guys, like, see, I was chanting the sutra. And I said, oh, shoot, don't talk to them. Those are the rhythm of the sutra. And I was able to focus way more. And I didn't know the tea was going to show up this way. Noah described it getting his attention. There was a really exquisite softness in the mouth, in the breath. And then my feeling was almost something tried to touch you now.
Mm.
Yeah. Not physically, the heart. Almost when you see a good piece of, listen to a good piece of music, eat a good plate of food, read a good book, etc., etc. The moment was touching you. Yeah. So, very good. I am. It took me 4 infusions to get here, and since the tea, I will say the tea is showing up now, and I have to be very selfish at this moment. We are going to end the podcast at this moment, and so I don't need to pay attention to the microphone, and so I can focus on my next tea brewing infusion. So, remember the challenge? 1 tea, 7 days, every day 30 minutes. And please do share with us what you discover, even difficulties and or beautiful discoveries, anything. Just please share it with us. Thank you for listening today. Tell your friends to listen to the podcast and shop on our website, floatingleaf.com. We'll see you next Monday. Happy tea drinking, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.